వక్రతుండ మహాకాయ సూర్యకోటి సభప్రభా నిర్విఘ్నం కురు మే దేవ సర్వకార్యషు సర్వదా శివశక్త్యాయుక్తో యది భవతి శక్తః ప్రభవితుం న చేదేవం దేవో న ఖలు కుశలః స్పందితుమపి అథ స్వామారాధ్యా హరిహర విరించాదిభిరపి ప్రణంతుం స్తోతుం వా కతమకృత పుణ్యః ప్రభవతి.
Shri Sairam. At the outset, my most loving and prayerful salutations at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan, Shri Satya Sai Baba. Dear listener, you are tuned to Radio Sai Global Harmony on Asia Stream, bringing you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the love and the message of Bhagwan, Shri Satya Sai Baba. Good morning, Ram Navami greetings and loving Sai Ram on this holy Thursday on the 2nd of April 2020, and with me Team Radio Sai Sunil welcoming you to this morning segment Divine Glory on Thursday Live from Prashanthinalayam. Dear listener, let me as always first read out to you today's Sai Inspires message. What is the significance of Sri Rama Navami? Bhagwan lovingly implores us today, and I quote, Rama is the indweller in everybody. He is the Atma Rama, the source of bliss in every individual. He is the very embodiment of Dharma, of all codes of morality that hold mankind together in love and unity. The Ramayana teaches two lessons: the value of detachment and the need to become aware of the divine in every being. Faith in God and detachment from objective pursuits are the keys for human liberation. Give up sense objects and you gain Rama. Sita gave up the luxuries of Ayodhya so she could be with Rama in the period of exile. When she cast longing eyes on the golden deer and craved for it, she lost the presence of Rama. Renunciation leads to joy. Attachment brings about grief. Be in the world, but not of it. Make your heart pure and strong, contemplating the grandeur of the Ramayana. Be established in the faith that Rama is the reality of your existence. Unquote. This was taken from Ramakatara Savahini, Chapter 1, The Inner Meaning. Dear listener, today the world is gripped in the fear, suffering and deaths caused by the spread of the coronavirus or the COVID-19. Let us all take all the precautions mandated by the government and the health department, like social distancing and self-quarantining, and also maintain purity at both at the personal and community hygiene. Also, Let us all engage in collective prayers at our own places, wherever we are, and in mitigating the pain and suffering caused by the spread of the COVID-19, we will also be having collective prayers for global well-being, titled Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah. Please also do join us in these online prayer sessions by tuning into this Asia stream or in our Radio Sai YouTube channel or Sri Satya Sai Baba Facebook page today at 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and later also in the evening at 6:45 p.m. to 7:45 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The time right now in our studios is 9:51 a.m. that is Indian Standard Time. And today in Divine Glory, I have lined up for you readings from the English version of the holy book Sri Sai Satcharitra, written by Sri Hemant Pant, followed by some bhajans. And later from 10:30 to 11:30, we'll be having the collective prayers for global well-being, titled Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah. First, readings from Sri Sai Satcharitra. Sri Sai Satcharitra is an account on the life and teachings of Sai Baba of Shirdi, written by Sri Hemant Pant. We are thankful to Vasanthi Sundaram for reading out the contents from this holy book and to Veeramani Kannan for the melodious musical support. Wishing you all a happy and holy Ram Navami and a blessed Thursday and a wonderful day ahead. Praying to Lord Almighty that the pandemic caused by the coronavirus be eradicated and all the suffering come to an end at the earliest. Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu.
Bhimaji Patil. One Bhimaji Patil of Narayan Gaon, Taluka Junnar, District Pune, suffered in the year 1909 from a severe and chronic chest disease, which ultimately developed into tuberculosis. He tried all sorts of paths, but to no effect. Losing all hope, he ultimately prayed to God, "O Lord Narayan, help me now." It is a well-known fact that when our circumstances are well, we do not remember God. But when calamities and adversities overtake us, we are reminded of Him. So, Bhimaji now turned to God. It occurred to him that he should consult Mr. Nana Sahib Chandorkar, a great devotee of Baba, in this regard. So he wrote to him a letter giving all the details of his malady and asking for his opinion. In reply, Mr. Nana Sahib wrote to him that there was only one remedy left, and that was to have recourse to Baba's feet. Relying on Mr. Nana Sahib's advice, he made preparations for going to Shirdi. He was brought to Shirdi and taken to the masjid and placed before Baba. Mr. Nana Sahib and Shama were present there, and Baba pointed out that the disease was due to the previous evil karma and was not disposed to interfere. But the patient cried out in despair that he was helpless and sought refuge in him as he was his last hope and prayed for mercy. Baba's heart melted and he said, "Stay. Cast off your anxiety. Your sufferings have come to an end. However oppressed and troubled one may be, as soon as he steps in the masjid, he is on the pathway to happiness. The fakir here is very kind, and he will cure the disease and protect all with love and kindness." The patient used to vomit blood every 5 minutes, but there was no vomiting in the presence of Baba. From the time Baba uttered the words of mercy, the malady took a favorable turn. Baba asked him to stay in Bhima Bhai's house, which was not a convenient and fit place. But Baba's order had to be obeyed. While he was staying there, Baba cured him by 2 dreams. In the first dream, he saw himself as a boy, suffering the severe pain of a flogging, which he received for not reciting his poetry lesson before his class master. In the second dream, someone caused him intense pain by rolling a stone up and down over his chest. With the pain thus suffered in dream, his cure was complete, and he went home. He then often came to Shirdi gratefully remembering what Baba did for him and prostrated before him. Baba also did not expect anything from devotees but remembrance, unswerving faith and devotion. People in Maharashtra always celebrate Satyanarayan Puja in their homes every fortnight or month. But it was this Bhimaji Patil who started a new Sai Satyavrata Puja instead of Satyanarayan Vrata Puja in his house when he returned to his village. Bala Ganpat Shimpi. Another devotee of Baba by name Bala Ganpat Shimpi suffered much from a malignant type of malaria. He tried all sorts of medicines and decoctions, but in vain. The fever did not reduce at all, and he ran to Shirdi and fell on Baba's feet. Baba gave him a strange recipe, in this case as follows. Give a black dog some morsels of rice mixed with curd in front of the Lakshmi temple. Bala did not know how to execute this recipe, but no sooner he went home, he found rice and curd. After mixing them together, he brought the mixture near the Lakshmi temple when he found a black dog waving its tail. He placed the curd and rice before the dog. The dog ate it, and strange to say, Bala got rid of his malaria. Bapu Saheb Bhuti. Sriman Bapu Saheb Bhuti suffered once from dysentery and vomiting. His cupboard was full of patent drugs and medicines, but none of them had any effect. Bapu Saheb got very weak on account of purgings and vomiting and therefore was not able to go to the masjid for Baba's darshan. Baba then sent for him and made him sit before him and said, "Now take care, you should not purge anymore," and gestured with his index finger. "The vomiting must also stop," he said. Now look at the power of Baba's words. Both the maladies disappeared and Bhuti felt well. On another occasion, he had an attack of cholera and suffered from severe thirst. Dr. Pillai tried all sorts of remedies but could give him no relief. Then he went to Baba and consulted him as what to drink that would allay his thirst and cure the disease. Baba prescribed an infusion of almonds, walnuts, pistachio, boiled in sugared milk. This would be considered a cause for fatal aggravation of the disease by any other doctor or physician. But in implicit obedience to Baba's order, the infusion was administered, and strange to say, the disease was cured. Alandi Swami. A Swami from Alandi, with a desire to take Baba's darshan, came to Shirdi. He suffered from a severe pain in his ear, which prevented him from getting the sleep. He was operated for this, but it served no purpose. The pain was severe and he did not know what to do. While he was returning, he came to take Baba's leave when Shama requested Baba to do something for the pain in the Swami's ear. Baba comforted him saying, "Allah achha karega." The Swami then returned to Pune and after a week sent a letter to Shirdi stating that the pain in his ear had subsided, though the swelling was there, and in order to get the swelling removed, he went to Mumbai for an operation, but the surgeon on examining the ear said no operation was necessary. Such was the wonderful and potent effect of Baba's words. Kaka Mahajani. Another devotee named Kaka Mahajani suffered once from diarrhea. In order that there should be no break in his services to Baba, Kaka kept a pot with water in some corner of the masjid, and whenever there was a call, he would go out. As Sai Baba knew everything, Kaka did not inform him of his disease, thinking that Baba would of his own cure it soon. The work of constructing the pavement in front of the masjid was permitted by Baba, but when the actual work began, Baba got wild and shouted out loudly. Everybody ran away, and as Kaka was also doing the same, Baba caught hold of him and made him sit there. In the confusion that followed, somebody left there a small pouch of ground nuts. Baba took a handful of ground nuts, rubbed them in his hands, blew away the skin, and gave the clean nuts to Kaka and made him eat them. Scolding and cleaning the nuts and making Kaka eat them went on simultaneously. Baba himself ate some of them. Then, when the nuts were finished, Baba asked him to fetch water as he felt thirsty. Kaka went and brought a pitcher full of water. Baba drank some water and made Kaka also drink it. Baba declared, "Now your diarrhea has stopped, and you may attend to the work of the pavement." In the meanwhile, other persons who had run away returned and started the work, and Kaka, whose motions had stopped, also joined them. Are groundnuts medicines for diarrhea? According to current medical opinion, groundnuts would aggravate the disease and not cure it. The true medicine in this, as in other cases, was Baba's word. Dattopant of Harda. A gentleman from Harda, by name Dattopant, suffered from stomach ache for about 14 years. None of the remedies gave him any relief. Then, on hearing Baba's fame that he cures diseases by sight, he ran to Shirdi and fell at Baba's feet. Baba looked at him and gave him his blessings. When Baba placed his hand on his head, and when he got Baba's udi with blessings, he felt relieved and there was no further trouble about the malady. Towards the end of this chapter, three cases are cited in footnotes. Madhav Rao Deshpande suffered from piles. Baba gave him decoction of Sonamukhi, which is senna pods. This relieved him. Then, after 2 years, the trouble recurred, and Madhav Rao took the same decoction without consulting Baba. The result was that the disease aggravated, but later on was cured by Baba's grace. Kaka Mahajani's elder brother, Gangadhar Pant, suffered for many years from stomach pain. Hearing Baba's fame, he came to Shirdi and requested Baba to cure him. Baba touched his belly and said, "God will cure." From that time, there was no stomach pain and he was completely cured. Nana Sahib Chandurkar also once suffered from acute stomach pain. He was restless the whole day and night. Doctors administered syringes which produced no effect. Then he approached Baba, who told him to eat barfi mixed with ghee. This recipe gave him complete relief. All these stories show that the real medicine that cured the various diseases permanently was Baba's word and grace, and not any medicines or drugs. Bow to Sri Sai. Peace be to all. Chapter 14. Ratanji Wadia of Nanded, Saint Moli Sahib, Dakshina Mimansa. In the last chapter, we described how Baba's word and grace cured many incurable diseases. Now we shall describe how Baba blessed Mr. Ratanji Wadia and gave him an issue. The life of this saint is naturally sweet. His various doings, eating, walking, and his natural sayings are also sweet. His life is bliss incarnate. Sai gave the bliss to his devotees as a means of remembrance. He gave them various stories of duty and action which ultimately led to their true religion. His object may be that people should live happily in this world, but they should be ever cautious and achieve the object of their life, which is self-realization. We get human body as a result of merits in past births, and it is worthwhile that, with its aid, we should attain devotion and liberation in this life. So we should never be lazy, but always on the alert to gain our goal of life. If you hear the leelas of Sai daily, you will always see him. Day and night, you will remember him in your mind. When you assimilate Sai in this way, your mind will lose its fickleness, and if you go on in this manner, it will be finally merged in pure consciousness. Ratanji of Nanded. Now let us come to the main story of this chapter. In Nanded, in the Nizam state, there lived a Parsi mill contractor and trader by name Ratanji Shapurji Wadia. He had amassed a large amount of money and had acquired fields and lands. He had cattle, horses, conveyance, and was very prosperous. In all outward appearances, he looked very happy and contented. but inwardly he was not so. Providential dispensation is such that no one in this world is completely happy. And rich Ratanji was no exception to this. He was liberal and charitable, gave food and clothing to the poor and helped everyone in various ways. The people took him to be a good and happy man. But Ratanji thought himself miserable, as he had no issue, male or female, for a very long time. Just as kirtan without love or devotion, song without rhythmical accompaniments, Brahman without the sacred thread, proficiency in all the arts without common sense, pilgrimage without repentance, and ornamentation without a necklace are futile and useless, so is a householder without an issue. Ratanji always brooded on this matter and said in his mind, "Would God be ever pleased to grant me a son?" He thus looked morose and did not relish his food. Day and night he was enveloped with anxiety as to whether he would be ever blessed with a son. He had a great regard for Das Ganu Maharaj. He saw him and opened his heart before him. Das Ganu advised him to go to Shirdi and take Baba's darshan, fall at his feet and seek his blessings and pray for an issue. Ratanji liked the idea and decided to go to Shirdi. After some days, he went to Shirdi, took Baba's darshan and fell at his feet. Then opening a basket, he took out a beautiful garland of flowers and placed it around Baba's neck and offered him a basket of fruits. With reverence, he then sat near Baba and prayed to him, saying, "Many persons who find themselves in difficult situations come to you, and you relieve them immediately. Hearing this, I have anxiously sought your feet. Please do not disappoint me." Sai Baba then asked him for dakshina of 5 rupees, which Ratanji intended to give, but added that he had already received 1 rupee and 16 anas from him and that he should pay the balance only. Hearing this, Ratanji was rather puzzled. He could not make out as to what Baba meant. That was the first time he thought that he had come to Shirdi, and how was it that Baba said he had earlier got 1 rupee and 16 anas from him? He could not solve the riddle, but he sat at Baba's feet and gave him the balance of the dakshina that Baba had asked him and explained to Baba fully as to why he came and sought his help and prayed that Baba should bless him with a son. Baba was moved and told him not to worry, and that from then on his bad days had ended. He then gave him udi, placed his hand on his head and blessed him, saying Allah would satisfy his heart's desire. After taking Baba's leave, Ratanji returned to Nanded and told Das Ganu everything that took place at Shirdi. He said that everything went on well there, that he had got Baba's darshan and blessing with prasad, but there was one thing which he could not understand. Baba said to him that he had got ₹1 and 16 anas before. "Please explain as to what Baba meant by this remark." He said to Das Ganu, "I never went to Shirdi before, so how could I have given him the sum to which Baba referred?" To Das Ganu too it was a puzzle, and he thought much over it for a long time. Sometime later it struck him that Ratanji had received some days ago a Muslim saint by name Mauli Sahib in his house and had spent some money for his reception. This Mauli Sahib was a well-known saint of Nanded and worked as a porter. When Ratanji decided to go to Shirdi, this Mauli Sahib had turned up at Ratanji's house. Ratanji knew him and loved him, so he gave a small party in his honor. Das Ganu got from Ratanji the yadi or memo of expense of this reception. And everybody was wonderstruck to see that the expenses amounted exactly to 1 rupee and 16 ana, nothing more, nothing less. They all came to know that Baba was omniscient, that though he lived in Shirdi, he knew what happened outside, far away from Shirdi. In fact, he knew the past, present and the future, and could identify himself with anybody. In this particular instance, how could he know then the reception given to Mauli Sahib and the amount spent therefore, unless he could identify himself with him and be one with him? Ratanji was satisfied with his explanation and his faith in Baba was confirmed and increased. In due time, he was blessed with a son and his joy knew no bounds. It is said that he had in all a dozen issues, out of which only four survived. In a footnote towards the end of this chapter, it is stated that Baba told Rao Bahadur, Hari Vinayak Sate, after the death of his first wife, to remarry and that he would get a son. R.B. Sate married second time. The first two issues by this wife were daughters and he therefore felt very despondent. But the third issue was a son. Baba's words did come true and he was satisfied. Dakshina Mimansa. Now we shall close this chapter with a few points about Dakshina. It is well known fact that Baba always asked for Dakshina from people who went to see him. Somebody may ask a question. If Baba was a fakir and perfectly non-attached, why should he ask for Dakshina and care for money? We shall consider this question broadly now. First, for a long time, Baba did not take anything. He stored burnt matches and filled his pocket with them. He never asked anything from anybody, whether he be a devotee or otherwise. If anybody placed before him a paisa or two, he purchased oil or tobacco. He was fond of tobacco, for he always smoked a bidi or chillum. Then some persons thought they should not go to saints empty-handed and therefore placed some copper coins before Baba. If a paisa was placed before him, he used to pocket it. If it was a 2 paisa coin, it was returned immediately. Then after Baba's fame had spread far and wide, people began to flock in numbers and Baba began to ask Dakshina from them. It is said in the Shruti that puja of the gods is not complete unless a golden coin is offered. If a coin was necessary in the puja of the gods, why should it be not so in the puja of the saints also? Ultimately, the Shastras laid it down that when one goes to see God, king, saint or guru, he should not go empty-handed. He should offer something, preferably money. In this connection, we may notice the precepts recommended by the Upanishads. The Brihadaranyak Upanishad says that Lord Prajapati advised the gods, men and demons by one letter, Da. The gods understood by this letter that though they should practice Dhamma, that is self-control, the men thought or understood that they should practice Dana, that is charity. The demons understood that they should practice Daya, which is compassion. To men, charity or giving was recommended. The teacher in the Taittiriya Upanishad exhorts his pupil to practice charity and other virtues. Regarding charity, he says, give with faith, and even without it, give with magnanimity, give with modesty, awe and sympathy. In order to teach the devotees the lesson of charity and to remove their attachment to money and thus to purify their minds, Baba extracted Dakshina from them, but there was this peculiarity. As Baba said, he had to give back 100 times more of what he received. There are many instances in which this has happened. To quote an instance, Mr. Ganpat Rao Bodas, the famous actor, says in his Marathi autobiography that on Baba's pressing him often for Dakshina, he emptied his money bag before him. The result of this was, as Mr. Bodas says, in later life, he never lacked money, as it came to him abundantly. There were also secondary meanings of Dakshina, in many cases in which Baba did not want any amount. To quote 2 instances, Baba asked 15 rupees as Dakshina from Professor G.G. Narke, who replied that he did not have even a pie. Then Baba said, I know you have no money, but you are reading Yoga Vashishtha. Give me Dakshina from that. Giving Dakshina in this case meant deriving lessons from the book and lodging them in the heart where Baba resides. In the second case, Baba asked a certain lady, Mrs. R. A. Tarkhad, to give 6 rupees as Dakshina. The lady felt pained as she had nothing to give. Then her husband explained to her that Baba wanted 6 inner enemies to be surrendered to him. Baba agreed with this explanation. It is to be noted that though Baba collected a lot of money by Dakshina, he would distribute the whole amount the same day, and the next morning he would become a poor fakir as usual. When Baba took his Mahasamadhi, even after receiving thousands and thousands of rupees as Dakshina for about 10 years, he had only a few rupees in his possession. In short, Baba's main object in taking the Dakshina from his devotees was to teach them the lessons of renunciation and purification. Postscript. Mr. B.V. Dev of Thana, retired Mamlatdar and a great devotee of Baba, has written an article on this subject of Dakshina in Sri Sai Leela magazine, in which he says as follows. Baba did not ask Dakshina from all. If some gave Dakshina unasked, he sometimes accepted it, and at other times refused it. He asked it from certain devotees only. He never demanded it from those devotees who thought in their minds that Baba should ask for it and then they should pay. If anybody offered it against his wish, he never touched it and he kept it there. He asked him to take it away even. He asked for small or big amounts from devotees according to their wish, devotion and convenience. He asked it even from women and children. He never asked from all the rich for it, nor from all the poor. Baba never got angry with those from whom he asked Dakshina and who did not give it. If any Dakshina was sent through some friend and who forgot to hand over the same to Baba, he reminded him of it and made him pay it. On some occasions, Baba used to return some money from the amount tendered as Dakshina and ask the donor to guard it or keep it in his shrine for worship. This procedure benefited the donor or devotee immensely. If anyone offered more than he originally intended to give, Baba would return the extra amount. Sometimes he asked more Dakshina from some than what they originally intended to give, and if they had no money, asked them to beg or borrow from others. From some, he demanded Dakshina 3 or 4 times in one day. Out of the amount collected as Dakshina, Baba spent very little for his own sake, for buying chillum and fuel for his dhuni, and all the rest he distributed as charity in varying proportions to various persons. All the paraphernalia of the Shirdi Sansthan was brought by various rich devotees at the instance and suggestion of Radha Krishnamai. Baba always used to get wild and scolded those who brought any costly and rich articles. He said to Mr. Nana Saheb Chandorkar that all his property consisted of one cow pin, one stray piece of cloth, one kafni and a tin pot, and that all the people troubled him with bringing these unnecessary costly articles. Woman and wealth are the two main obstacles in the way of our spiritual life. And Baba had provided in Shirdi 2 institutions, Dakshina and Radha Krishnamai, for whenever they came to him, he demanded Dakshina from them and asked them to go to the school, which was Radha Krishnamai's house. If they stood these 2 tests well, that is, if they showed that they were free from attachment for woman and wealth, their progress in spirituality was rapid and assured by Baba's grace and blessings. Mr. Dev has also quoted passages from the Gita and Upanishads and shown that charity given in a holy place or to a holy person conduces to the donor's welfare. What is more holy than Shirdi and its presiding deity, Sai Baba? Bow to Sri Sai. Peace be to all.
Sai Guru Var ki Paramanand Sai.
to Sight.
Spend the day with Sight.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sight Thursday Live.
Radio Sight Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.